And good morning, everyone, and welcome to another session of the Biz Talk Radio Show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm going to be your host this morning. My co-host, Tony Bush, is out into the beautiful, beautiful weather for the weekend. So I will be floating the show on my own here today. But I do have two excellent guests we'll be talking to today. We're going to be talking about an organization called Entrepreneurs Anonymous here in the Fox River Valley. So we'll be getting to that shortly. But first, I'd like to just mention a little bit about SCORE here in the Fox Cities. BizTalk is brought to you by SCORE. SCORE is designed to help people who want to get their businesses started, who've been in business for a while, having some problems and need some help, or who've been in business for a long time and looking for exit strategies and so on. We work with any and all levels of business out there, and we provide counseling service, mentoring service to people, which is absolutely free. So provides you with that help that you need if you're struggling, trying to get through some answers and problems that you have. Right now in the Valley, we've got about 43 mentors that are involved with SCORE. Their backgrounds range anywhere from marketing, accounting, intellectual property, any of the areas that you can think of that you might have questions or problems with your business. We have someone who can help you find the solutions that you need. And the easiest way to do that is to simply get in contact with us at www.foxcities.score.org and request counseling there. We will put you in contact with one of our experts and set up a time for you to go over any problems and questions that you have. As I said, we have 43 different members right now. We're serving 8 counties, which goes all the way down to Fond du Lac, Oshkosh. We're in the area of Washera, Green Lake, we're Waupaca. So any area around the Lake Winnebago area that you are in, if you are looking for that kind of help, go out to our website. We'll be more than happy to work with you. In addition to providing free mentoring service, SCORE also provides a number of programs to help you succeed. And one of the programs we're going to be starting up is the Simple Steps program. Simple Steps is a 5-part program that we offer to provide people with insight into how to start their business, how to develop a business plan, and the things they need to know when getting started. Simple Steps, as I said, is 5 programs. It starts on July the 16th, will be the first opening session. That is a morning session. It runs from 8 in the morning until noon, and it will be at the Copper Rock Restaurant, a coffee shop right downtown Appleton. The cost is $25, and I said it runs from 8 until noon. That includes breakfast, coffee, and lunch, plus approximately 3.5 hours of information on what it's all about to start your own business. We then follow that up with 4 weeks of classes on the different parts and pieces of a business plan, which would include working with you on your marketing, working with you on what structure your organization should have, talking about the financial questions that you have, and then also the last segment is always one of the more interesting ones, and that's where do I find the money, which is a question that everybody seems to have when you're going into business. Those 4 programs will be running on Wednesday evenings. They're at the Chamber office at the SCORE offices in the lower area. They will be running on July 23rd, July 30th, August 6th, and August 13th. Those are from 6 until 9 in the evening. Now, for more information on those also, you can go out to our website, foxcities.score.org, and register right there. The price is $25 for each one of those sessions. So those are some of the things that are coming up with SCORE right now. The other thing I'd like to do right now, just take a moment just to say thank you to the sponsors that we have for this program. They're the ones, of course, who help us to provide the information to you. First of all, I want to thank Albertson Hailing CPAs. They are a CPA firm here in the Fox River Valley, located both in Nina and Green Bay, and provide business accounting services for those of you out there. We also work with Epiphany Law. Epiphany Law is a boutique law firm here in the Valley, specializing in business law. If you have any questions, needs on starting your business, or have problems, or looking to put together operating agreements, looking what do I need to have for an LLC, Epiphany Law is there to help. For the financing and funding, we work with Fox Communities Credit Union, located throughout the Fox River Valley here, serving over 70,000 people. But they also work very, very closely with small businesses, providing small business loans for you to help you succeed. The other two sponsors we want to mention is eBiz Results. eBiz Results has provided us here with our website for the SCORE website, for the BizTalk website. And also I want to thank the Business News for those of you, again, in the New North area, 12 counties, looking to find out what's going on as far as small business is concerned. The Business News is probably the best publication to keep you up to date on what's happening in the area. Comes out every 2 weeks and gives you all of the information about the different chamber functions, as well as how small businesses are succeeding and what they've been doing. So, again, thank you to our sponsors out there. We appreciate all your help. The last thing I just want to mention before we take a quick break is I would like to say thank you very much to all of the veterans out there, either currently in service or have been in service. It's a Memorial Weekend, and I want to remind you, please, if you know a veteran, say thank you. They deserve it. Outstanding day to remember the people who have served and helped us as a country. So with that said, I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a minute or two to talk to our guests, which is Kurt Esser and Paul Tillman, and we'll be talking about Entrepreneurs Anonymous. So we'll be right back with you. This is the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Go, take the money and run. Okay, and welcome back to the Biz Talk radio show here this morning. My name is Randy Melzer. I'll be your host today. And we're very happy to have two guests in the studio with us today to talk about an organization here in the Fox Cities called Entrepreneurs Anonymous. Just a quick introduction with each of you. First of all, Mr. Paul Tillman. Paul's been a guest before, but Paul, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
I'd love to do that. Basically, I'm a retired engineer with a lot of intellectual property, some 57 patents and a number of applications that are still pending. The world of intellectual property is fascinating. It can hurt you. It can help you. And hopefully later on we'll get into a discussion on should I have a patent in my business, and if I can, what does it do for me in my business?
Okay. And how long have you been in the Valley here and so on?
In the Valley, about 17 years. I've been in packaging for 36 years.
And your company is called TAM Enterprises.
TAM Enterprises, dealing in intellectual property.
All right, fine. And our other guest is Kurt Esser. Kurt, you have your consulting firm. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, good morning. Thank you. Yeah, I've been in the Valley, moved back here about 14 years ago. And when I came back, I was going to just do this on the side. I've always been a person that's been real good with computers, and people have always come to me, whether it was in my work or friends coming to me to help them troubleshoot their computers. So I decided to start that up, and it just took off from there. So I help people with from buying a computer, getting it set up, getting it secured, how to maintain it. My specialty is actually internet security and privacy, so I help them with make sure that they try to avoid viruses, how to properly maintain it, hopefully reduce getting spam and all the other problems that they have with computers.
Okay, and you're located here in the Valley?
Yes, I am in the Valley here in the Appleton area, and I've got customers basically throughout the Valley and even a little somewhere outside of it as well.
All right, and both of you are board members for the Entrepreneurs Anonymous group.
That is correct.
Okay. Could you just give us a little quick idea about what Entrepreneurs is all about? We'll get into more detail, but just a real quick overview as to what is Entrepreneurs Anonymous?
Yes, I'd love to do that, Randy. Basically, Entrepreneurs Anonymous is a group, an organization, somewhat loosely knit, of business people who have an interest in helping each other and sharing their work experiences. And it's been terribly successful for the last 3.5-4 years, originally formed by Epiphany Law and sponsored by those guys, doing a great job. The whole purpose of Entrepreneurs Anonymous is to learn, and to learn about what is the best way to run my business, and can I take what I have and work with it, or do I need to make adjustments and fine-tune as I go along?
Okay, so you're dealing with a group of people who are all in business, small businesses?
That is correct. They're all business people.
All right, and everybody working with each other to try and to help. Sounds like a perfect idea. And we're going along today. What I'm going to do is just mention, if you do have any questions for us here, you can reach us at the WHBY studios. Our number here is 281-1150 here in Appleton, or from out of the area, the TDS Metricon toll-free line is 1-866-887-1150. We're talking to Paul Tillman and Kurt Esser, two of the board members for Entrepreneurs Anonymous. We'll get back just a minute after this break to kind of go into some detail on what the program is all about. So we'll be right back. This is the Biz Talk Show on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. I wanna All right, and welcome back to the Biz Talk Radio Show. Being rich is always a good idea, and that's one of the things we try to help you do through working with Biz Talk and SCORE. And our guests today are with the group called Entrepreneurs Anonymous. I have Paul Tillman and Kurt Esser. We talked a little bit already. Kurt, why don't you give us some more details? What is Entrepreneurs Anonymous all about? What's your role in it, and how does it work?
It's a bunch of business owners as well as people that are considering buying a business and running a business, and it helps. We meet monthly, and we have covered different topics. My role, I've been actually going since it first started back in 2009, and the original vision, and still is to help business owners answer questions that they didn't know who else to go to.
Okay.
And this was, you know, it's a very good, I think it's very complementary to what SCORE does,
yep,
as well as some of the other resources around. I actually went through the ESEED program, mm-hmm, Fox Valley Tech, and then from there, though, you know, when you're actually running your business, you know, day-to-day situations come up, or items come up, and you may have new things that had not been covered before, and you want to bounce an idea off somebody, ask somebody a question for it.
Okay.
So my role, as is Paul, we're both on the board. We meet outside of the meeting for the Entrepreneurs Anonymous. We usually meet for a breakfast meeting, and we cover topics and speakers.
Okay.
And we try to come up with the planning program, and we look at, and based on the feedback that we've gotten from people that have attended the meetings and everything, we try to come up with relevant speakers as well as, and cover topics that they've shown an interest in or would have questions on.
Okay, when and where are those meetings that you're talking about?
All right. Entrepreneurs Anonymous meets the fourth Tuesday of every month, and we are meeting at Sidelines in Neenah, Sidelines Sports Pub and Grill in Neenah. That's near Highway CB and 10. Generally, meetings run from 5 until about 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
We have a nominal $10 fee there just to cover for some of the food and the drinks, the soda and stuff that's included with it there.
Okay.
But more so, it's the purpose of the meeting now is not really to network, even though that's might be a little byproduct from it. The real purpose, though, is to learn.
Okay.
And to help other people out, help other business owners out, and raise some questions, have good discussions on it. The speakers will actually facilitate the programs. They educate and help bring some expertise to the discussions there, and then members will be chiming in, adding in their comments and their expertise from there as well.
So it's much more informative and shared information than just the old-fashioned networking concept.
Correct.
Okay. Paul, being on the board, can you tell me a little bit more about some of the programs that you've had and how you determine what you're going to have for a program?
Yes, typically what we do is look at the feedback information that comes out of the meetings and understand where the needs are. In many cases, we find that people we're working with, they just need information. They need to understand what can they do for their business. And we've handled everything from small claims to banking, lending, taxes, collections. All of these things we share and help each other as almost on a virtual daily basis, actually.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing about it is it's a completely relaxed atmosphere. We don't really allow business cards per se, but certainly a lot of good comes out of that, and we really feel strongly that it's something that should be expanded on throughout Wisconsin. If we can do that, that would be absolutely wonderful.
Okay, correct. Yeah.
Some of the other topics that come up, and just in the last few years, things have changed. One area specifically has been social media.
Right.
When we first started it was just, people weren't really familiar with LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the other social media items out there. So we've done a few programs on there, and we've had some really excellent attendance, and we had some, really good feedback on that. Other discussions too, marketing, what has worked and what hasn't worked. And you'll have some discussions there. And sometimes you find out that what has worked for one business might not work for another business.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to, but it's a good learning process for everybody and good discussion.
About how many people attend?
We've had anywhere from, on average, probably between 20, 25, and 30 people.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a little bit more. I know we've had one or two meetings that we've had much higher attendance there, but for the most part, on a monthly average basis, it's been that range.
Okay, and Kurt, your area of expertise, again, you said was in the areas of computer.
Yes, correct. Computers, internet security, and privacy, helping people out, that's another area that people don't know too much about. And, for me, it's sort of came naturally to me.
Okay, so you've done a couple of the programs then.
I've helped give some expertise or give some comments, if you will, on some of the topics that come up. I've also helped with facilitating. We have every couple of months we also have what we call an open forum.
Mm-hmm. And I saw that on your list, Joe.
Yeah, what we do there is people have submitted questions in. And on a variety of topics. And if we haven't had a chance to either get a speaker in for it, or if we just wanted to get some other people's opinions on it. So what we'll do is basically have an hour meeting where we'll just go through and people, as a facilitator for that meeting, the person would read the question, and then we would have a group discussion.
Okay.
And give everybody an opportunity to chime in. We have people that attend our meetings. We have people that are thinking about starting a business or have been in business for only a few years.
Mm-hmm.
We have people that, like myself, I've been in for about not quite 15 years. And then we've got some others in there that have probably 20, 30, or more years of experience.
Right, yeah. The representative from SCORE attend the meetings and found them to be just very, very informative, very, very helpful. For those of you who have any kind of questions, I don't think there's many topics that haven't been touched on. Paul, we actually got you to do one on some of intellectual property, how that all works. We managed to keep everybody awake for the entire program, too. So.
Yeah, that's so true. Intellectual property is, of course, my favorite. One of the key things that we really need to look at in business today is how can I protect my business? How can I make sure that all that effort that I put in there is safeguarded? And when we talk about intellectual property, we're really saying this is our property. How do we protect it? And in essence, what typically happens is you as an inventor or as an engineer or a business person have an idea. You have an idea that says gee whiz, if I can get this gadget into the marketplace, I'm going to make a lot of money. The interesting part that comes out of that now is, how do you protect that? Can you patent it? Can you call it a trade secret in the manufacturing process? All of those things are learning curves you need to go through, and most especially with designs today, everything can happen so quickly from a sketch on the back of a cocktail placer to literally a design coming off of a 3D or three-dimension engineering system within mm-hmm. days.
So yeah, so whatever level the person is on, you have the ability to at least point them in the right directions and help them with their work.
Yep, that's what I love to do.
All righty. If someone's interested in that, by the way, how do we contact you?
They can reach me. Phone number is 920-360-7161.
Okay, and then Kurt, as far as your business is concerned, where are you located, and how would somebody get in contact with you if they're looking for help?
I'm in the Appleton area here, and the best way would be phone number 920-735-1806. If they can't remember me, I've got a few tag lines there. If your computer's possessed by demons, you need to perform an exorcism.
Okay, that works.
Yeah. So if you look in the phone book, if you can't remember the phone number or anything else there, look for that tag line there, because so many people get frustrated with their computers. That would be one way of finding me. Also got a Facebook page, and I'm on LinkedIn as well.
Okay. All righty. So at least we have some experts here that can help people. Like I said, I attend the meetings too on behalf of SCORE. To try and help answer some of the questions too that come up. And like I said, very fascinating. Kind of look at what's coming up as far as the next meeting. I noticed would you like to give me some information about that one? I see the topic is joint venture business marketing.
Okay, sure. We've got gentleman Tyler Ruth is going to be speaking on that. He is with Stone Cellar Brew Pub, and Stone Cellar has been very successful. And he's actually the manager there, but they actually have beer that they make, and they are working with, if you will, their competition, though.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to the other bars and restaurants in the area.
Right.
So, and it's a situation, and I've encountered this, too. I actually work with some of my, quote-unquote, competitors. I
sure.
call them friendly competitors, because I realize, and I think most people do, is that you can't be, in order to grow your business and to help as many people as possible, there's some times that you may not be able to answer every question or solve every person's problems.
Right.
And so we've got a situation where you want to be able to work with, you know, and refer somebody to help them out. I think the ultimate goal for me, at least for running my business, I want to help my customers. I want to make sure that they get the best solution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Most of the times I can provide that for them, but there are times when I may not have the right business for them and can direct them to the right person.
Okay, so using not only your people that you work with, but also working with competitors to be able to expand your business for everybody works
yeah.
out. Oh yeah, I've run across this idea that he has. I know he provides a special brew just for Mark's Eastside, for instance. He's got Mark's Dark Ale there. That's a very very
yeah.
good one that they've started brewing just for Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And was this one of his ideas? Did you know?
I believe it was their organization. I'm not sure specifically
yeah.
if who did it there, but Tyler's been attending our meetings here. He's actually on our board as well, and he's an extremely bright, smart young man, and just adds a lot to it. And he very good to work with. I've actually had to deal with him outside for another organization that I've dealt with, and with reserving their venue there. And it was, you know, very smoothly ran. Everything worked out great and everything. So
mm-hmm.
very
okay.
impressed with their organization.
And the next meeting, Paul, is going to be when and where?
It's the fourth Tuesday in the month. It's going to be out by the airport, actually, which is Sideline Sports Pub and Grill, and that's in Nina, and it's at the crossroads of Highway CB and 10.
Okay, and that's coming up this next Tuesday.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
The 27th.
Actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if I'm interested in attending that, how do I contact, or who do I get in touch with to make arrangements?
You can call Epiphany Law there at 920-996-0000.
Okay.
It's actually a $10 admittance fee. But we should caution you, in all fairness, that there is a non-disclosure agreement that has to be correctly signed by a visitor, because everything that is in that meeting is deemed to be confidential.
Okay. So, in other words, I don't have to worry if I'm talking about problems that I have or ideas that I have about it floating off and everybody finding out about it.
Basically, it's the Las Vegas rule. Whatever happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas.
Okay, okay.
So in this case, that's Sideline Sports Pub and Grill.
Okay, so that way you have a comfort level then for the people who are attending.
Correct.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Some of the other programs coming up. I was looking here. I see they're going to be customer personality profiling. That sounds like an interesting topic. Can you speak to what that's going to be all about?
Okay, yeah, our speaker there is going to be Kay Fett, and she is a expert in helping businesses. I think she's worked with a lot of banks, but helping them relate and work with their customers. Mm-hmm. And trying to identify, you know, what you, in order to be successful, you need to understand your customer, and you need to help them. Sometimes they may not always know what they need, but you need to be able to provide them items and solve their problems for them and help them address issues that they need.
Okay, and another one coming up I see, and this is near and dear to my heart, because whenever people start a business, we always try to explain to them it's very important that you have an exit strategy, something where you know when it's done, how you get out of it. And this particular topic is going to be on buy, sell, and funding life insurance. Now, there's a concept. Paul, are you going to be involved with that one?
That one is not my cup of tea, but basically what has to happen is usually on business startups, the whole goal, of course, is to make product, make money, and demonstrate successfully that you have a business. What can happen over a period of time, simply put, is that you can become so involved in the business that without realizing it, your cash flow challenge is there to the point where you need to go to the bank and say, you know, I really need some help here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And often what happens is, for one reason or another, and often it's not an immediate fault of the business owner, is the business does not do as well as it should do. There has to be a strategy in mind there that says, if I need to move out of this business, where is my collateral? What do I need to do to value the business and understand its net worth?
Mm-hmm. So setting up something and making sure that you have a real serious plan in place is what that will be covered in this kind of thing. And
that's correct.
If from the other programs that I've been at, what will happen is that a lot of the people there will talk about what they do. How have they set one up? Who they worked with, how they've done it, and so on. Is that usually the strategy you work with?
Yeah. We actually have several people in our that attend our meetings on a regular basis that have owned multiple businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have several people that can talk about what they've learned, and and they'll share some of the mistakes that they've made. So hopefully people that are going there won't make the same mistakes. Mm-hmm. They'll share, things that they would have done differently, things that they would, and also as well as what they've done right.
Okay.
A lot of times, people have done, been very successful. They did it for, ran their business for several years and decided to move on, mm-hmm. and was able to get maximum value for it when they did eventually sell it.
Yeah, as my dad always told me, he said, try to learn from other people's mistakes because you don't have enough time to make them all yourself.
Yep.
He said, I did seem to be trying to do them all myself. But anyway, I'm interested in attending one of the meetings. Rather than make a phone call, is there a website or address that I can get to find out what's coming up?
Oh, sure. We've got Entrepreneurs Anonymous Wisconsin. So that's Entrepreneurs Anonymous Wi.
All righty.
So easier way to remember it is if you just maybe do a search engine, Google it, Entrepreneurs Anonymous Wisconsin.
Okay.
And we should show up there, and it's going to see some of the 920, the 99600 phone number on there. You can also send an email over to their office there, info@entrepreneursanonymouswisconsin.com.
Okay.
And for Lori, we should mention, Kevin Iden is the founder of Epiphany Law, and then he's got some of the members of his staff there helping out, and Val Revenue is one other one that helps out quite a bit,
right,
as well as the person that really coordinates everything and just keeps everybody in check there, Lori Johnson, assistant, his right-hand person.
I was hoping we'd get in a plug for Lori, because I've seen the work that she does. Without her there, the program would be a little bit thin. So she does some great work for you.
Without Lori there, the business would fail.
She
does terribly well.
This was Kevin's brainchild, Kevin Eisman's brainchild.
Yeah, combination. I think it was from Kevin. The original thought process was to fill in the needs that that you don't get at other networking opportunities like the chamber or something else there. It is a place where business owners can go, ask questions, and get some other support. So basically consider it a business owner support group.
Okay, well, that hopefully would be something then, if you're in business, need some help and looking for some answers, this is a great opportunity. You're listening to the Biz Talk Show here on 1150 WHBY, the voice of the Fox Cities. We're going to take a quick break and be back to wrap things up with a couple of answers from our guest Paul Tillman and Kurt Esser from Entrepreneurs Anonymous. Okay, and welcome back to the Biz Talk Radio Show. I'm Randy Melzer, your host for today, and we've been talking to Paul Tillman and Kurt Esser about the organization Entrepreneurs Anonymous, and a little bit about what Kurt and Paul do as far as their organizations are concerned. Paul, we did touch on it just a little bit, but your primary area is intellectual properties and patents. Can you just kind of give us a real brief idea of why those are so important?
It's so important because it can make or break your business, simply put. You just have to take care of intellectual property. And please bear in mind that IP covers your customer list. That is so important. It also covers an employee. Do not really put yourself in a position where you have to let somebody go without understanding that you have a non-disclosure agreement in place. On a number of unfortunate occasions, I've seen companies start up. I've seen them spin off somebody. And then they've lost that business because they didn't have any employee retention programs. They had an issue as far as secrecy was concerned. And in some cases, the company had trade secret practice rather than patents.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an area to be careful of, because trade secret is wonderful from the point of view that it lasts forever. But however, unfortunately, it just takes somebody to say, this is what we do and this is how we do it. And certainly at that point, then you really have an imbalance as far as confidentiality is concerned.
Okay.
So number one focus is confidentiality is a requirement, and that is intellectual property. Thank you.
Okay, so just an awareness of your risks, why it's important, and how to cover. And this is some of the kinds of topics that the Entrepreneurs Anonymous group would be discussing at some of the meetings, I would guess.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, we're at the point in time where I'm going to ask each of you to give us your biz tip, what you would pass on as a little pearl of wisdom to people who are starting up a business today. So, Kurt, I'm going to turn to you first.
Differentiate yourself from your competition.
Okay.
Find your niche. Become the expert. You know, for myself, I've got the computer consulting about internet security and privacy with virus and malware removal. I've actually had my competitors call me up and say, hey, you know, can you help me out? I've got this situation here. Don't know how to, you know, cannot fix this computer, can't get this virus out. I've been able to help them out and guide them and give them some advice on how to handle it and everything there, program to run and different things there.
So be different, be something that stands out, be what your customer wants.
Yep.
Okay, great idea. Paul, you want to give us a short tip for the day?
Sure. Basically, stay close to your customers, understand their needs, be a part of their business, not an outsider looking in.
Okay, very good. So we're right back to the same thing again. Get to know the people and get them to know you. All righty, one last time. The next Entrepreneurs Anonymous meeting is going to be?
This Tuesday. It's going to be at 5 o'clock over at Sidelines in Neenah. They're located right off of Highway 10 and CB.
All righty.
So, and recommend that you please, if you can, give Epiphany Law a call at 920 996-0000 or send an email to info@entrepreneursanonymouswi.com. And for it, we would prefer that we have people registered, but if you're unable to, you can show up as well. But okay, for planning purposes, we'd like to.
Okay, super. It's, and like I said, it's going to be on the joint venture business marketing, which should be a very, very interesting topic for anybody who's starting up. Sounds like an excellent opportunity to be there. With that all said, I'd like to thank both of you gentlemen for being here today. We enjoyed it. Also, would like to once again remind you, it is the Memorial Day weekend. And, again, if you see a veteran, you know a veteran, say thank you. That's what the weekend is all about. We will be coming back up next week. We're going to have our guest, is actually going to be, from here at Woodward Radio Group. We're going to have Aaron, Barrett, talking about interactive marketing and how you can use a number of different areas, radio, as well as social media and other things, as a combination of things rather than this one versus that one. So we're really looking forward to that. Hopefully Tony will be back also, and we'll be looking forward to that. So with that said, reminder, this is the Biz Talk Radio Show. We are presented by SCORE here in the Fox Cities. And for those of you who are interested in getting help with your business, please check with SCORE. We can be reached at foxcities.score.org. And our services there are free. So please get in touch with us. We'll help try to help you with your business so you can be successful. And again, thank you very much. Enjoy the weekend. Randy Melzer here with Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.